I'm sorry I can't pick out one memorable session just because there's so many. You know, there's a doctor who was burned out, never had been around horses ever. And when he went in and worked with the horse and he came out, he was this big, strong man and just tears rolling down his face. And he said, I realize what this horse is teaching me is to slow down and be in the present moment and to breathe and to make time for myself and my family. I had no idea he was going through anything at all, but it was the horse that showed him what he needed to see.
You are listening to the podcast about amazing stories between horses and humans. I am Marie Sand, and I translate what people feel for horses in paintings and drawings. If you free associate it with the word horse, it won't be long until you arrive at the word healer and whisperer. And then you visualize Robert Redford in a cowboy movie, right? But do you really know why horses are so good to us? Cheryl Jordan's life story is all about discovering the power of horses and teaching humans to better communicate with them.
Like, people labeled me a horse whisperer, but it's more I'm a horse listener, and I've learned to listen to the horses and let them guide how they communicate with the individual, whether it's a horse person or a non-horse person.
That morning, I had driven to Middleburg in Virginia, an hour west of D.C. The sky was blue, and the road in the heart of the horse and wine country just gorgeous. I was going to meet Cheryl Jordan, the equestrian director at Salamander Resort and Spa. I wanted to understand what was behind her leadership program called Equispective. So what you are about to hear is a story about horses. But like any horse stories, it's also about other things, about human stories, doubt, fear, and true love. It was a miracle for Cheryl. They were both 15 years old when her mother's boyfriend bought him for her as a surprise. Eagle looked like a Lipizzan. He was a gray, and they had a special connection.
He was sent to me to be strength. I had a tough life, and I was raised by a single mother, and there was a lot of changes in our life. We had to move frequently, and I was a very shy, insecure child from some past negative experiences. But the one constant in my life was this horse, and he gave me strength. And in looking back, I realized that he helped me basically stay grounded and centered myself and gave me the strength to get through some tough times as a teenager.
And what was your favorite moment with him?
It was a full moon, and it was summertime, and I went out to see him in the field, and I hugged him, and he curled his neck around me and held me like that and hugged me. Because you sometimes wonder, you know, we love our horses, but do they really love us back? Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to describe it at the time, but I felt his heart chakra opened up to me, and I felt his love.
Cheryl wasn't sure in what capacity, but she knew she was going to work with horses. She became a certified riding instructor in 5 disciplines, and in her 30s, she discovered that she had a gift for teaching. She found out that she was not necessarily teaching just the mechanics of riding, but rather she was teaching how to have a respectful relationship and how to communicate on a telepathic level with horses. How do they know that lesson? They hear it in their head? Or can you describe a little bit, if possible?
Certainly. Well, in my Equispective course, we start out with about a half hour, and I talk to the individuals and teach them how to be aware of and use their intention, how to be aware of and use their energy, and then also how to use our body language more effectively. And some of us are taught to use body language, but we're not taught to use intention and energy along with that body language. And that's what makes it more powerful and more effective. Then we go out to the round pen with the horse, and I will demonstrate to them how the horse is responding more or less to my thoughts and energy. I don't use specially trained horses. When the individual goes in the round pen, I will tell them, okay, so project your thoughts and your energy towards the horse and visualize, do you want the horse to walk? Do you want it to trot? Do you want it to canter? Do you want it to follow you? And when the horse starts to respond to their thoughts and energy, it's a transformative and magical experience.
Where do you place emotions in between body language, energy, intention?
You know, I've never been asked that question. I don't really talk too much about emotions in my program. However, the emotions become evident in each individual. And that's the thing, the strength of a horse, and I don't mean just their physical size and presence, their emotional strength gives people safety in expressing their emotions. And I'm not sure I'm answering your question correctly, but it does become an emotional experience for most individuals.
Cheryl has many stories about talking with horses. For example, Snowy, her daughter's horse, is a funny one who likes to send thoughts to people and to use the flag to make them trot or canter, if they are willing to collaborate, of course. She also told the story of that horse trainer who was first skeptical, but when she felt that telepathic experience, she couldn't believe it, and she uses it with her horse now. But my favorite story is with a mare here in the stables.
Her name is Stella, and I've always considered myself more of a gelding person than a mare person. And Stella belongs to my assistant, who's the equestrian manager here, and her name is Ashley Farrell. One day I decided that I wanted to experiment and work with Stella in the round pen, and I made the mistake of doing it with a guest. But I was sort of confident that, I can communicate with any horse. So we take Stella up, and Stella ended up flying around that round pen like what I called her a maniac at the time, would not respond to my body language. I got more frustrated, which I tried to hide, and it didn't go well. I come in and I say to Ashley, "Your horse is nuts. And I don't get along with mares, and this just proves it."
Wow.
But I processed it over the winter, and I do a lot of reading as well. And I read some things that actually pricked my heart, because I was recognizing that the one who had a problem that day wasn't Stella, it was me.
How did you find out?
Because in reading, I realized that I was used to communicating in a way with geldings who were more laid back. So even my intention and my energy had a higher degree of pressure. And Stella was a sensitive mare who did not need that much pressure. Mm-hmm. And so what Stella taught me was, A, that every horse is different, obviously. And before I go in and I start communicating, I've now learned I go in and I just wait. And to wait for them to show me how they want to communicate.
Could we meet Stella?
Yes.
Okay. So we can go.
We can go now. Oops.
Okay. Stella and Aspen are at the round bale right now. And Stella's the paint mare that we were. See how she just looked at us? Because I'm already sending her thoughts. She knows she's beautiful, and a lot of people come here to see her. See, she's looking at us. Yep, I'm gorgeous.
And just a last question. What do you think is the legacy of ego?
Oh, wow. I'm so glad you asked that. Eagle is there's two special horses in my life, and that is Eagle and then my daughter's first pony, Sugar Maple. But the legacy of Eagle is that he kept me on my career path. Eagle inspired me. Eagle showed me courage. He also showed me forgiveness, because he forgave the mistakes I made based upon what I was taught, show him who's boss, and you know, and yet he was forgiving. And the fact that he still loved me in spite of the mistakes I made as a growing horsewoman. And now I'm in a position where I can help so many people learn these deeper life lessons, whether they're horse people or not, and then they have better quality of life. He is the one that taught me that they respond to thought.
I can only recommend that you visit Salamander Resort and Spa and Cheryl and her horses. Their website link is below. And if you want to share your story or want to hear more stories, just sign up to the newsletter. See you soon.